Bible reading number 206, Daniel 4 verses 1 through 37. King Nebuchadnezzar had a disturbing dream. King Nebuchadnezzar sent out a letter. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at my palace. I was content and successful, but I had a dream that made me afraid. As I was lying on my bed, I saw pictures and visions in my mind which horrified me. So I gave this order. All the wise men of Babylon were to be brought to me. I wanted them to tell me what my dream meant. Then the fortune tellers, the magicians, the Babylonians, and the horoscopists came. I told them about the dream, but those men could not tell me what it meant. Finally, Daniel came to me. I revealed my dream to Daniel. I said, Daniel, you are the most important of all the fortune tellers. I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in you. I know there is no mystery that is too hard for you to understand. This was what I saw when I dreamed. Tell me what it means. These are the visions which I saw while I was lying on my bed. I looked, and right there in front of me was a tree. It was standing in the middle of the land. The tree was very tall. The tree grew larger and stronger. The top of the tree touched the sky. It could be seen from anywhere on earth. The leaves of the tree were beautiful. It had plenty of good fruit on it, too. On that tree there was food for everyone. The wild animals found shelter under that tree, and the wild birds lived among its branches. Every creature ate from it. I was looking at those things in that vision while lying on my bed, and then I saw a holy angel coming down from heaven. He cried out very loudly, saying, Cut down that tree, and chop off its branches. Strip off its leaves, scatter its fruit. Drive away the animals that are under that tree, and let the birds that were in its branches fly away. But leave the stump and its roots in the ground. Put a band of iron and bronze around it. Let it stay in the field with the grass. Let him become wet with the dew of the night air. Let him live among the animals and the plants of the earth. Let him not think like a man any longer. Let him have the mind of an animal for 7 long years. Messengers gave this command. The holy ones declared that sentence. Why? So that all the people may know that it is the Most High God who rules over the kingdoms of human beings. And it is God who gives those kingdoms to anyone he wants. And he chooses individuals to rule them who are not proud. That is what I, King Nebuchadnezzar, dreamed. Now you, O Daniel, tell me what the whole dream means. None of the wise men in my kingdom could explain it to me, but you can do it, because the spirit of the holy gods is in you. Daniel interpreted this dream. Then Daniel was very quiet for a while. His thoughts caused him to feel great anxiety. So the king said, Daniel, do not let the dream or its meaning disturb you. Then Daniel answered the king. He said, My master, I wish the dream were about your enemies, and I wish its meaning were for those who are against you. You saw a tree in your dream. The tree grew larger and stronger. Its top touched the sky. It could be seen from all over the earth. Its leaves were beautiful, and it had plenty of fruit. The fruit was for everybody. It was a home for the wild animals, and its branches were nesting places for the birds. O my king, that tree is you. You have become great and powerful. You are like that tall tree that touched the sky, and your power reaches to the farthest parts of the earth. O my king, you saw a holy angel coming down from heaven, saying, Cut down that tree and destroy it, but leave the stump and its roots in the ground. Wrap a band of iron and bronze around it. Leave it in the field with the grass. Let him become wet with the dew of the night air. He must live like a wild animal for 7 long years. This is the meaning of the dream, O my king. The decree which is about to happen to you, my lord the king, the decree is from the Most High God. You will be driven away from human society. Your home will be with the wild animals. You will be fed grass like farmers feed oxen, and you will become wet with the dew of the night air. and seven times will pass over you, until you learn that the Most High God is the ruler over the kingdoms of men, and it is He who gives those kingdoms to anyone He wants. In your dream, the stump of that tree and its roots were commanded to be left in the ground. This means that your kingdom will be given back to you after you realize that heaven, the one true God, rules over your kingdom. So, my king, please accept my advice. I advise you to stop sinning. Do what is right. Stop doing evil things and be kind to poor people. Then you will continue to prosper. The dream came true. All these things did happen to King Nebuchadnezzar. 12 months after the dream, King Nebuchadnezzar was walking around on the roof of his royal palace in Babylon. And he was thinking, "Look at Babylon. I built this great city. It is my royal palace. I built it by my power to show how great I am." The words were still in the king's mind when a voice from heaven interrupted. "O King Nebuchadnezzar, these things are about to happen to you. Your royal power has been taken away from you. You will be driven away from human society. Your home will be with the wild animals. Grass will be fed to you like they feed oxen. 7 long years will pass by until you learn this lesson. The Most High God is the one who rules over human kingdoms, and it is the Most High God who gives those kingdoms to anyone He wants." Those things started to happen quickly to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was driven away from human society, and he began to eat grass like oxen do. He became wet from dew of the night air. His hair grew long like the feathers of an eagle, and his nails grew long like the claws of a bird. King Nebuchadnezzar praised the one true God. "Then at the end of that time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, looked up toward heaven, and I could think clearly again. Then I gave praise to the Most High God. I gave honor and glory to Him who lives forever. The rule of God is forever. His kingdom continues for all time. All people on earth are truly not important. God does whatever He wants with the powers of heaven and with the people on earth. No one can stop His mighty hand. No one can question anything He does." So at that time I could think clearly again, and God gave back to me my great honor and power as king. The people who advised me and the royal family welcomed me. I became king again. And I became even greater and more powerful than before. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, hereby give praise and honor and glory to the King of Heaven. Everything He does is right. He is always fair. And He is able to make proud people humble.